possible. I encourage you highly to go into nature or go out of your house, go out of your office, and to set some goals for yourself this year. Goals are only good for one thing, and it's what you become along the way because you set them. Goals give you a focus to go towards. If you haven't mapped out what you want your life to look like and at least aimed your mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual and financial energy into a direction and have set very clear goals for yourself, you will get distracted. Other people will pull you off your focus. You'll find yourself moving into a direction that you don't want to be going in. You have to get very clear about what you want. So getting out of your house, getting out of your office will help you do that. The first question I want you to ask yourself when you get out of your house and you have sat down with your pencil and paper or your computer, and the question you want to ask yourself is, what is it you do not want? I know that most of you haven't asked yourself that very often, but what that does is that helps you get clear about what you do want. And if you've never thought about what you haven't wanted in your life, this would be a good time to think about that because it inspires you towards what you do want. Goals are simply a map. Your life will never follow the total direction that you've aimed. Wonderful new things can happen. Miracles can happen. Things that show up that can inspire you to go off in that direction if that's for your best will happen. But what goals really do for you is just help you focus your energy. And a lot of people simply will not take the time to write a business plan for themselves, and I consider goal settings a plan for yourself. It's that map that helps you know when you get up in the morning where your priorities are. And you really want to be aware of how much you honor yourself when you write goals. You know, how much protection you put around yourself and boundaries you put around yourself so that you don't get distracted by other people's needs. Because if you don't set goals for yourself and have a clear plan, and if you don't block off your time, and if you don't have great time management for yourself, other people will come in and use your life energy for their purposes. Again, you have 1,440 minutes a day. If you don't control that, other people will control it for you. And there's enough emergencies and unexpected situations that arise without you allowing other people to distract you from what you want to do. I think goals are very important, and you should express your goals in terms that can be measured. So be sure that as you write your goals, you also assign a timeline to each one of your goals. There is an old saying that an objective without a plan is a dream. And let's face it, dreams are nice, but being focused on a master plan will bring faster results than just waiting for chance to make your goals a reality. Your goals must be driven with your purpose. It has to be precisely what you want. You have to give your brain, your computer, a time frame for achieving these goals, because that time frame or deadline creates a sense of urgency or purpose and focus, which will give you a sense of awareness of where you are right now, and it helps you prevent procrastination before you get started. These timelines also act as a motivator so you can start to see results right away. I personally am very visual. I like to see where I am monthly. I like to do benchmarks to measure how I'm doing. I love to have accountability systems for myself so I can stay on track. I often will set up charts that I can fill in to see my progress in my office. They're nothing fancy, but it allows me to see that my life is moving in the direction of exactly where I had planned for myself. I have an appointment with myself once a week on Monday mornings to look and see exactly where I am on the journey of reaching that goal. I can see it when I walk into my office every day because I do storyboards, so it motivates me to focus my energy, my attention, and my efforts towards that, whatever it is I'm trying to manifest. So whatever your personality is, but you've got to figure out how you can create an accountability for yourself. You should also be defining your goals in terms of steps and directions. I don't think goals just happen by themselves. True goals happen because you take one step at a time. All progress comes from well-chosen interval steps that are realistic that can produce results. So how you focus your energy determines exactly how you will use your resources and time. Again, I always think of goals as a map to my future. I focus on the activities that will bring me closer to those goals. And as you set your goals, be sure that you set aside time that you can, without interruption, focus on the end results that you want to bring. You also ask yourself, who in my world or what in my world can assist me to bring those goals into reality? I think it's always important that you have a coach, that if you can be part of a mastermind group that holds you accountable and helps you find solutions to problems, that you brainstorm with others who are on your side, who are your support system in your corner, and who want you to be successful. You know, the old saying by Woodrow Wilson, President Woodrow Wilson, he said, "I not only use all the brains that I have, but all those that I can borrow." So you want to align yourself with other intelligent people who have your best interest at heart for feedback. Now, you may not always agree with their suggestions, but it gives you data to consider. By the way, you always want to choose goals that you have control over and that you are willing to devote and focus time and energy on. Pay attention to what you want in life. Make sure it's what you want, not what is expected of you. When you take time to identify your goals, make sure that you strive for what you reasonably can create and focus on attention and dreams you can make a reality. I've had clients who've said to me, "Oh, I want to be a rock star," but they have no talent and they're not willing to devote their energy into being a rock star. And I always laugh when people tell me about unrealistic goals. I think you can have fantasies and you can have fun, but you really do have to be realistic about what you're willing to put your energy towards. Write out what you want. Ask yourself, are you willing to do whatever it takes to reach that goal? Once you have decided on the goals that you want, every morning of your life when you wake up, before you get out of bed, pick three of those goals. Pretend that your mind is a TV station. I then want you to